Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Sanjay Touré, another episode of Office Evolution Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. We got a wild crowd.
Yeah, I can already see that.
You can tell the energy is high.
Yes.
All right, let's kick it off with Josh Doherty, and he is with Experience Benefits, GA. Welcome, Josh.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So tell us about Experience Benefits, GA. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, thanks so much. So basically what we work to do is work with small businesses and individuals and help them build out the best possible benefits package for them. Mainly working with small businesses by providing a team to come together and really not only bring the benefits to the table, but communicate with not only the employer, but the employees, what benefits they have. And then we back that with a free HR technology that we give our employers. So
do you normally work with individual solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, or is it like kind of small firms, maybe, you know, 5-10 people firms?
All of the above. So because we started in the small business market when we were mainly targeting, you know, really businesses between 10 to 50 employees, what was really happening just kind of by default was that there were people that, you know, everyone's situation is different. And
sure,
there were a lot of people in even 1099s and, like you said, solopreneurs that would approach us and say, hey, can you help me with my benefits package? And so really it just became one of those things where it was like, well, this is really silly for us not to service these folks. They're a small business just like us.
Right.
So let's work to do this. So over the past couple of months, we've really been integrating them in and, you know, servicing them with a multitude of products that are, you know, maybe a little bit different than what we would do for just your standard business, that are really helping them out and saving a lot of money and giving them the protection that they need.
So now, are you technologists? Did you develop the software yourselves?
I did not, no. So this is actually a software that we pay for, mm-hmm, and that we provide to our clients at no cost.
And then, but your services, your insurance and benefits.
Indeed.
Right. That's your consultancy, right? That's, mm-hmm, what you specialize in. And then the software is a tool to just make life easier for your clients. And
absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So the tool is really great because, especially being for small businesses, a lot of businesses, so they can actually go, you know, we're pretty transparent. The software that we use is a company called Ease, and they're based out of California. And if a client wants, I mean, they can go and pay for it themselves. It's just
right,
an HR platform.
Right.
But we've elected that, you know, we'll pay for it. And so long as we get to be, you know, service the account.
Right.
And what's actually really great about the platform is not only does it assist with the employers and with enrollment, and obviously we're there to assist them every step of the way as well, but the employees also get their own portal. So that they're able to access and see the benefits that they have. They can click and write in and see their plan benefits. They can get access to their membership cards. So they can see, and they can even say how much they're paying out of each paycheck for their benefits.
So now, is the benefits only insurance, or is it like retirement and other kind of typical corporate benefits? Like,
yeah.
I would imagine that this gives the small guy the opportunity to offer kind of a bunch of big guy benefits in
exactly,
this in kind of a portal that makes life easy.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'll just kind of like, I'll backtrack a little bit.
Sure. Go ahead.
Just because like I like to always kind of share like my story, how
okay,
I got
go
into
ahead,
this. So
all right.
I worked in staffing for 5.5 years.
Okay, so for a large staffing firm or
So I was with two different firms. The first one was large. And then the second one that I worked for over 4 years was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because the smaller firm, there was about 100 employees there. So not tiny, but
right,
not huge.
That's still a good number.
Yeah. And they only had, you know, your standard health insurance, 401k benefits.
Right.
And as we know, there's just tons of gaps in health insurance. And I actually had even a couple of my superiors that were always complaining about how that the benefits, there's like, is there anything else that we can offer out there? And the problem was there was, you know, ancillary products that we suggested they bring in, but the it's just kind of funny. The management wouldn't bring it in because they didn't want to do the administrative work for it.
Because it was a hassle, or
exactly.
They thought it was too much time.
Yep. Yeah, right. They didn't want to do all the payroll deductions and all that stuff. So, so I was approached near the end of last year by a friend of mine about experience benefits. So we have locations in Colorado, Florida, and Maryland as well. And with this idea of, well, we're coming as a team to take the benefits off of small businesses' plates.
Right, like you could have offered this to the staffing company.
Correct. Right. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we probably will at some point. We're building. They're mm-hmm. They're based out of Delaware, but this idea of let's come together as a team and let's sit down with these folks and figure out what we can bring to the table. Whether the employer has, you know, they want to cover 100% or they don't want to cover anything, but we can still bring a package together. Exactly like you said, that's competitive with big businesses. You know, right now the job market is extremely tight. So not only is pay important, of course, but having strong benefits packages is just as strong, if not more important for some mm-hmm. people. So that's what we work to do. So we're working to build those strong benefits packages for these small companies. Yeah.
So now, and you're targeting here in Atlanta, that's where you live?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then, so you're representing, for experience, you're representing Atlanta or the metro area?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Georgia. So we're actually located, we sit right out of Office Evolution here in mm-hmm. Alpharetta, but we do service, yes, metro Atlanta area.
So your typical day is going out and kind of evangelizing about this and letting people know this is even a choice, because most people probably aren't aware that this is even out there.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. We're just getting started. The business, we just got started a few months ago in January. Mm-hmm. So, that's where
So you're an entrepreneur now? This is your business?
Indeed.
So you went for working for somebody. Now this is your own thing.
Yes.
That's a new world, huh?
Yeah, it's fun. It's been a lot of fun. That's really what the past couple of months has been. It's really not necessarily the development of, what we provide for our clients. That's pretty much set.
That's kind of baked. Now it's just getting the word out, right?
Yeah, getting the word out and looking for it. I'm growing the agency right mm-hmm. now. And that's what I've been working on a lot myself is just the onboarding and the training, just even with my staffing background.
Oh, for your team?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, because I know how important that is.
Sure.
I mean, coming from staffing, I would say 9 out of 10 people that would either leave a company that we would talk to and say, hey, are you open to new opportunities? And say, why'd you leave your last company? A lot of times they would say there was no training, there was no support, there was no anything. So really building those systems and processes is what I've been working on. And that's even kind of where our name is derived from, experience benefits. We want to provide a great experience, not only for our clients, mm-hmm. but for the people that work for me. So
now what are you still looking for talent, or you're pretty
yes.
staffed up now?
Yeah, no, I'm looking for talent.
What type of talent do you need?
Sales force is what I need.
Sales people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then what's a good salesperson look like for you guys?
basically everything that you said, that they're willing to get out there, as far as, kind of be a road warrior, mm-hmm. get out, go to different networking events, be not afraid to show the word. I'm excited to hear what Trenton has to say about the social media, because we're really working to build that presence
right.
as well, to really show off the kind of technology portion, and just not be afraid to get in front of people and share the word and get in front of as many people as possible, because the small business market is just very underserved.
Now, what does the profile look like for you for an ideal customer? Is it more that solopreneur small firm, or is it more that 50 to 100 employee firm?
Really both 50 to, really that kind of 10 to 50 range mm-hmm. is actually kind of the ideal clientele. However, because of, like I said, from kind of default working
right.
with these solopreneurs, they're great clients as well. And we've got products that we can really match and align them with. So kind of all of the above. And then I've got a couple different agents here locally that kind of specialize in each of those.
Right.
And
so how does it work? Like somebody finds you guys or hears about you guys and says, okay, I want to offer that to my, or I want to consider, I guess they want to consider it first, offering those type of benefits. So then they call you up or go to your website, and then you have a call, or how
yeah.
does it work?
No, great question. So the way that we operate is it's really a multi-step process. Like I said, for the ideal candidate, I mean, really the way of networking and cold calling is how we're getting our foots in the door.
Mm-hmm.
we'll set up a discovery meeting where we're just literally we're not there to sell anything, and really we can't. It's just the nature of our business. But we're going to discover what their wants and needs are, what they have, what they don't have,
right?
Learn a little bit more about their company, and really, and kind of the name of our company, Experience Benefits, we're going to talk about their benefits experience. Most of the time, small businesses don't have great benefits experience.
They have scar tissue.
That's right. So we gotta go in and kind of assess what's going on. And then we go back, and I have a team. So there's the consultant. We have a benefits specialist that's really the health insurance specialist. We have a counselor and coordinator that we all work as a team to say, okay, what's going to be best for this client? And then we go back and set up a strategy and say, okay, based on what we found out in the discovery and what your wants and needs are, your budget, et cetera, here's what we're proposing. You know, option one, option two, option three. We make it very clear so that we're communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they say, yeah, this is great, that's when we go in. We'll work on our end to basically become their broker. And that's really what we are, is we're working to become their broker. And then we actually have the counselor come in to sit one-on-one with the employees to explain their benefits and see what other benefits that are now provided might fit for them and their family.
Now, do you work with payroll as well, or is this strictly benefits?
We don't do payroll. However, the technology that we have, they actually integrate with three or four different payroll companies. A couple I don't suggest. Typically, it's solely because they compete with what we do. They have benefits departments, so if they have payroll through them, those companies are going to be calling and saying, hey, let's do your benefits, and let's kick Experience Benefits out.
Sure.
But there is.
So you have preferred vendors?
Yes. Yep. So, but we don't do the payroll itself. But if they're open and, you know, having some trouble with payroll, we'll say, hey, use this.
Have you tried these people?
Correct.
And they integrate into this portal already, so everything, you can see everything still in that one place.
Absolutely. Yep. And we're winning a lot with that, actually.
Now, do you work only with kind of, what is it, W-2 employees? Or what if the team is primarily contractor 1099 employees?
We'll do both. The 1099 is always, as far as especially, you know, like real estate agents, financial professionals, things of that nature, it's always a little bit more difficult because a lot of the insurance carriers, they classify them as higher risk as far as volatility. So basically, to answer your question, it's easier to work with the W-2s, but we do work with the 1099s because we know that's a challenge, because we actually have to do a little bit more digging. But we're always upfront with those clientele and being like, hey, by the way, this is going to require a little bit more. We're probably going to have to talk like one-on-one with your people prior to even making a strategy, because we need to figure out precisely
because
what
it's
they need.
You're kind of creating a plan for each individual.
Exactly.
Right, at that point, right?
Exactly. Yep. And it does promote a little bit more of a challenge. However, that's what we're here for.
That's what you're there. That's your niche you're trying to serve. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, are you doing any work with kind of the startup community? A lot of these, there's a lot of kind of startups around town that are, you know, those one, two, three people just getting started with an idea.
Yeah, no, that's actually, it's funny that you bring that up, because we just had a meeting the other week where we're like, we really need to target startups particularly. And that we do have a couple clients that are just like that. One of which, this gentleman, he has a, it's an 8-person group, and similar, he was just paying people as subcontractors, 1099s, and he shifted to a W-2 model, and now he wants to offer benefits. So we're working with him to build the package.
And
so
there could be that natural organic evolution, right? They start out smaller with 1099s, and then as they get more stable, then they move to W-2, and you're there every step of the way.
Yep. And, you know, and with that too, I mean, even just kind of our ideal clients are really ones that are very conscious of their employees. Like they want to offer a better package, a better experience to work for them, because they want to retain that talent. And there are companies that are looking to grow, of course, because if they're not really looking to grow, I mean, I've talked to people that are literally like, well, we're content with
we're
what
good.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not my client.
Right. That's not the right fit.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
So this must be pretty rewarding for you. Now you're running your own show, huh?
Yes. It's very rewarding. It's
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part, I would have to say, is the watching of people succeeding within the organization, as well as the smile on clients' faces when they because there is a lot that goes into it, it's a pretty big learning curve. And especially when we're taking it off their plate, and it's like kind of that moment where they realize, oh my gosh, I have a benefits department behind me. I don't have to worry about the admin anymore. I don't really have to worry about open enrollments anymore. Experience Benefits is going to take care of that for us. And that kind of like just relief when they kind of just like bring their shoulders down. They're like, oh, like this is nice. Like, so that's extremely rewarding. And just like the, like I said, that staffing agency I work for, one day when I get that admin, because she's very controlling, but it's like, you know, but people like that, once they finally realize that, wow, they're really here to help and help us grow and really make our life easy. It's like that. You can just, and there's always that moment. It's always in the second meeting too. Like once we've kind of really gone through everything and really figured it out, and they're like, so you're going to do this.
And this and this and this that I used to do, and now I don't have to even think about it anymore. Thank you very much. Where you been?
Yeah. And then they're like, so, and the best is when they're like, well, so like anytime they have benefits questions, we just tell them to go to you.
Yep. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. Don't answer those questions. As a matter of fact, you're technically, it's kind of one of those things that's like not really written, but you're not. If you're not licensed in life and health insurance, you're not supposed to be giving advice.
And there's probably privacy issues, right? They're not supposed to even know some of these things.
Yeah.
So then you take all of that kind of compliance off their plate as well.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. We.
So what do you need more of right now? How can we help you?
Just getting the word out, really. I'm just really excited to be here, established here at this open Office Evolution space here. It really allows for us to grow. You know, as we're just getting started. So really kind of, I'm just looking for people to talk to and people that are open to having conversations. You know, like I said, the first meeting is just discovery. I can't sell you anything. So, you know, just talk to me. The services we provide are no cost. And the whole point of it is to, you know, save you money, or if you've got money to spend, making sure that those dollars are allocated correctly. So.
And then you mentioned that you're here in Georgia, but the firm has offices in a couple other places.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, but are you part of all together? Is this like a franchise, or your own, you own the whole thing?
So I own here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So we're basically like franchises is the way it works. So we're not big enough where we have a, you know, like mandates or anything like that, but we do have guidelines that we all follow. And then the leaders in the different areas, we pull together the different resources collectively, and then we're always constantly feeding off of each other to see how we can grow within our local states. So, but yeah.
And then how many people are on your team here in Georgia?
So here in Georgia, I have 4.
Wow.
Yep. So we're just getting started.
And then how do you even kind of know about Experience Benefits?
Back in, I guess it was October, when my friend of mine out in Colorado, who he's the area director out there out in Denver, and he talked to me about this opportunity. And at the time, I was the manager of the staffing agency, and took a look at everything. I was like, this is really great. And even my background, my father had his own little business. He was painting and wallpapering, totally different, but he was still an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I guess I kind of always had that in my blood, and I saw this as a really great opportunity to do something different. I always enjoyed my time in staffing, but I felt that it was time to do something different.
Right.
And this was a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and imagine the impact you're making on all these companies. You're really helping companies grow. It's super important.
Absolutely.
You should be really proud. This is a big deal.
I'm very excited. Yes.
Well, congratulations on all your success. And if there's anything we can do to help you get the word out, we're happy to do it.
Great. Thank you.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about Experience, what's the coordinates?
So go to Experience Benefits GA, and there is no E at the beginning. So it's just experiencebenefitsga.com. There's a button for small business to learn a little bit more. There's also a button for individuals and families based on whatever your needs are. And then give us a shout. Fill in the contact information, and we'll get back in touch with you to set up a discovery.
And that's no charge, that first
call?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right. That's experiencebenefitsga.com. All right. Next up on Office Evolution Radio, we have Trenton Carson with TC Production Video Production. Trenton, did you learn anything in that last segment?
I learned a whole lot that I know nothing about staffing.
How's your benefits at your company?
Uh, we we don't want to talk about that.
So video production, that is where it's at. That is the hottest topic in social media and in business right now.
Yes, it is. And it took it forever to get to the small business unit. I give a lot of credit to the movie industry coming this way to actually open up eyes in this area. Otherwise, they will still be doing things in 2005.
So how'd you get into video? Were you always shooting video?
Yes, yes. I went to school for it as well, but I learned more about it in high school. We had to do a project. And we were looking up colleges and whatnot. And I was looking up Southern Illinois University. I learned about their film program.
Mm-hmm.
And right around that time, the movie The Matrix came out. Really loved The Matrix. So I really wanted to get into special effects. And so when I found out about Southern Illinois University's film program, I applied, got in and whatnot. Found out special effects require a lot of math. And it's really hard. But I was very good in, you know, documentaries and narratives. And so I stayed within a program, excelled really, really fast. Eventually, you know, graduated with a bachelor's. And the great thing about, you know, SIU is the fact that their alumni base is great. And so immediately after I graduated college, 2 weeks later, I was already working in Hollywood.
Wow.
So we was already.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
That's just go to Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
You'll be working in Hollywood.
They would love for you to say that. They would love for you to say that. But, I mean, that was really what happened. I excelled really well in our core classes in the other curriculum classes, not so much, but in the core classes and in a major, I did really, really well. And alumni, you know, took a shine to that. So they really looked out for me.
So you went to L.A.? You went to Hollywood?
Yes, yes. I worked out there for a while, and it was great. I went out there. So I graduated at 20. I turned 21 over that summer when I was, you know, when I moved out there. So it's really fast-paced. It was really different. I'm from Illinois. Outside of Chicago.
So L.A. and Illinois, they're just the same almost, right?
Well, yeah, you know.
just found warmer.
Out, so the sort of weird part, you know, because I'm from the Midwest, so there's no ocean. there's a lake, but there's no ocean. So the first time I got into the ocean, I found out it's really salty.
And cold, that water.
Oh, it is very cold.
That's not in the brochure.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But I really, really enjoy being out there. It, like I said, it's very different, very fast-paced, whatnot. I like the fast pace of Chicago, but L.A. is just a different vibe, mm-hmm. you know. But working out there, I learned a lot. You know, it's very hands-on. And the thing about the movie industry, you know, nothing is corporate about it. So you don't really work for any production company. You work for that project. And so it was a lot of, you know, my producers, my directors, they were telling me the lifestyle out there. A lot of them, you know, they're 55, 60, you know, had roommates. They said it's really expensive to live out there. And I said, I do not want that. And I said, what about a family? It was like, you don't really have a family. You in Hollywood, that is your family.
Right.
So it was different, but it taught me a lot. So after I did my time in Hollywood, I worked outside at a television station outside of St. Louis, you know, and they sell really, really fast there. And the great part about that, you know, because
that was in the Midwest. Yeah, that was the great part. The quality of life was better, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it was. It was. But that was about as corporate as ever done was a television station. You know, I excelled really fast on the cameras. You know, I built the sets, I lit the sets, I shot the sets, shot the shoot.
So how'd you get here to Atlanta?
Well, how I got down here was the fact that, you know, a lot of my friends and whatnot were still in L.A. And so this is, you have to think about, this is around in 2009 and 10. And they was telling me, they was like, Trenton, a lot of our location scouters are going to this place called Atlanta. You know, they're building
stuff. That was right
at
the beginning of the film boom here.
Yes, yes. They're going out there, they're building stuff. There are a lot of location scouters are going out there, scouting the area. Producers are going out there. And some of them are actually staying. You might want to, you know, take a look out there. Now, you're saying, coming from, you know, in the Midwest, but from Chicago area, I've never been south of Nashville. And then, you know, had my L.A. ties, and they were telling me all about it. And I called my professors. I said, do you know anything about this Atlanta, what they're doing down there? They said they're building something down there, you know. And I was a lot closer than my L.A. friends. You know, I was 7 hours from there, you know. And so on my 26th birthday, went to the television station, told my director, said, hey, putting in my 2 weeks, I'm out of here.
Without a job or anything?
Yeah, why not? And I'm 26, wow. Ramen noodles every day, so...
Man,
he asked me, I said, where are you going? I said, Atlanta. He said, do you have any family, anybody? Nah. I just said that's where you need to go, and this is the perfect time to do it. So put in my 2 weeks and left.
There you go. So now you come here with the camera. You have some equipment, though, right?
I had some equipment. When I came down here, so my first thing I came down here on, you know, alumni helped me out again, and I was going to start working on this movie called Neighborhood Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I got my edit. I was coming in on as a second editor or a night editor. And I got my bay and whatnot. As soon as we get ready to start editing, because they were shooting, it was an ongoing situation, they end up bringing their team out from L.A. And so, yeah. But that's what usually happens. You know, right. You work with people that you
especially
know.
At the beginning. They
Oh, yes. And so once that happened, I said, okay, it's going to be a little different. But I knew I was going to open, you know.
Did they keep you on the job or you had
no,
to
no,
they
no.
cut
yeah, once
you
they,
loose?
Yeah, once they bring their team, you're done, you know. But that's how projects worked out there, and that's what they're bringing on here. So we decided, you know, that's when I really got focused on my business. And so around that time, it was early on, we did a lot of entertainment. Did videos, music videos.
Like music video, because yes. There's a big music video scene,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
There's no shortage of music talent
no,
here.
No, it's not. But the thing about music video and the music scene is there's, you know, the ones that are doing really well and the ones that are not. There's no in between.
And then the ones that are not, they don't like to pay.
They do not like to pay. But I love the indie scene because they are so creative. They are yeah. so creative. They understand video. They know how to use it. They just don't have the financial backing to actually
not yet.
Put
you
into
never know who's going to be the one.
Yeah, you're right. Right. The great thing about with working with our music industry is that we had a lot of the artists that we worked with has appeared on, you know, American Idol, has appeared on The Voice, you know, have done things like that of that mm-hmm. nature. You know, we can still, you know, text each other, you know, say congratulations. But, you know, the money wasn't there. You know, you're trying to do a business. You have to have money.
Right. So now you transitioned from doing that kind of entertainment-y videos to more corporate business
yes.
videos?
So what we saw was a lot of the corporate videos, they were all the same. You know, they were very...
Yeah, but well, see, now you're uniquely positioned
yes.
because you got the L.A., you got the TV,
mm-hmm.
you got the music video. That's a lot of creativity. And then mm-hmm. you can take all of that and bring it to a boring business and make their work interesting.
That's exactly our thought process. And that's exactly what we did. So mm-hmm. we felt that, you know, we can put a creative spin on what they were already doing
right.
and try to elevate it.
And that's what you've been doing lately?
Yep, that's what we've been doing for the past 4 or 5 years.
So now, I guess, here at Office Evolution, this is one of your clients?
Yes, it is.
So now how do you help them?
So we decided, we created a video series called Member Success Stories. And
mm-hmm.
we highlight the success stories of the members that started working out this building, you know, working with Office Evolution. We highlight how Office Evolution either take their business from where they were to where they at, what kind of, you know, advantages they have working with here. And we created a nice little series from that. He's been getting a great recognition from those videos.
Now, what's a way, like, you know, everybody's got, this is probably one of the challenges you have. Some of the clients think, I got a phone. My phone's a video camera. Why mm-hmm. don't I just do it myself?
Well, the phone is a video camera, but you're not a videographer. So so that's one of the technical aspects.
So what's a mistake somebody makes when they think they can do it themselves?
Well, the thing is, you know, if you're getting into the realm of marketing, now they're saying if you're just starting up, I understand you're working with your phone, that is fine. That is okay, but you have to eventually grow. The thing about marketing is that once you put something out there, the perceived value of your business, or everybody's judgmental. That's how marketing works.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a high dollar sign or a high dollar ask in your business and you're producing something of lower quality, well, me, subconsciously, I'm not going to pay you what you're asking for because it doesn't look like I should pay you what you're asking for.
Right.
And so you have to take into account, what does it look like? You know,
right.
who's it goes in after, you know? And so I tell my clients that you cannot use video on your cell phone, but I say, if you're going to use, you know, video on your cell phone, have at least, you know, to every 5 to 10 cell phone videos, have a professional video, you know, balance
right.
it out a little bit.
Just put it as part of the marketing mix.
Yes, yes.
Now, do you think, in your mind, everybody should be doing video?
Everybody, even radio.
Even radio.
Even radio
should
be doing
video.
Yes.
And then what's a reason, like, what the radio should do video? What am I missing here by not doing video?
Well, because your audience is going to take in information differently. You
right.
know, so somebody might take it to visual, somebody might take it to audio.
Right.
But you want to reach different people where they're at.
So then you'd probably think the same thing that video people should be doing radio.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
This is what I tell, you know, most clients is that the audio is more important than the video. You know, when you're in a movie theater, when the video goes out, you know, you sit there and wait for it to come back on. But when the audio goes out, you go and get the usher and say, hey, you got to restart this movie because I don't want to miss
it. I'm going
to
use that, man. That I'm going to pull that clip out. Yes. I'm going to use that.
And, but to think about it, how many times have you saw a video and the audio was either off or they sound like they're in the bathroom? You don't even take the video serious anymore.
Right.
You
know, if it's out of sync by one beat, you turn it off.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot no longer watch the video because the audio is out of whack.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Like, if you're out of sync, a lot of times when we do video in our studio, that the videographer plugs into our board mm-hmm. to get the quality out from the microphone instead of their, camera,
mm-hmm.
the audio quality.
Yes, it improves greatly because audio camera, and especially with your cell phone, is designed to go after the loudest sound in the room. And so if we're talking over here and something happens over there, it's going to boost and I'll just pick up everything just to capture what's over there. So we have a sound engineer on our team. So we make sure that the audio is in peak performance.
So now what video is the one you're most proud of?
Oh, all of them. They're all like my kids, because we created them,
Right.
So I can't really pick one out and say you're the best.
What about any client you've worked with that really, once they started using video, their business kind of went to the next level?
We actually have a client that we worked with. They sell CPAP machines, and so
that's for the breathing.
Yes, right. Yes. And you wouldn't think, but they would do a video, but they did instructional videos on how to, work the CPAP, how to put it on, how to, doing training videos.
Right.
And so they had a great, robust marketing campaign behind it. And so what happens is, when you type in CPAP and when in a certain area, their videos came up. And so what people saw was them explaining how to put it on, them explaining work. So they just called them and said, hey, could you do this for me? I'd like to just order from you. And so what we saw was a significant boost was not only they was getting a lot of sales, but they're up their monthly income by $10,000 a month because people are just going straight to them instead of going through, doing it on their own, trying to order it.
And then they were just doing it as an instructional video.
Yes.
They didn't even think that was going to happen, right?
Nope.
It was kind of an accident.
They said, we just kept getting a lot of phone calls. People kept asking me these questions. I'm just going to put a training video out there. And, we don't want it to be, we don't want it to look raggedy, So let's, they hired us to do it. We produced several of those videos, and their income increased significantly.
Good stuff. So if you work with businesses of all sizes?
Yeah, we work with small and medium-sized businesses. We kind of updated our avatar, over the last couple of years. We try to work with companies that have at least a marketing either director or person, somebody on the team that can do marketing. Because what we saw in the past that when we work with, startups or, solos is that, if we give you a great video, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to actually, show it? So a lot of times what happens is they'll put it on their website but don't really send people to their website. Or they'll put it on social media maybe once or twice, and I'm telling them put it once or twice a week.
Right.
And so a lot of stuff get lost in the fray when you're trying to market.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get on hold of your team?
You just type in TC Productions. We did a lot of searching and whatnot, working on our team to where we pop up. If you type in TC Productions, but if you want to go straight to the website, tcpvid.com, TC Productions.
Well, Trent, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Sanjay Touré. We will see you all next time on Office Evolution Radio.